Would you like to accelerate your career and reach your full potential in just minutes a day? Welcome to the LeadX Show with New York Times bestselling author and Inc. 500 entrepreneur, Kevin Cruz.
Hey everyone, I'm Kevin Cruz, and if it's Monday, it means it's time for Manager Tips, Tools, and Rules. Now we've been talking about the power, the benefits of weekly one-on-one meetings, but you have to get the agenda right. Otherwise, you're just wasting your time. So that's what we're going to explore in today's episode. But first, have you told all of your managers about LeadX.org? We offer a free training course every single day on topics like how to give feedback, delegation, running effective meetings, achieving extreme productivity. Visit LeadX.org for a free training video every single day. And while you're there, check out the LeadX Academy, which gives you on-demand access to over 30 different management and leadership courses. All right, let's dive in. You've scheduled a recurring weekly meeting with each direct report. It's 25 minutes long. Any shorter and your team member won't feel like it's enough time to bring up important issues. But if it's any longer than that, you're probably going to be more tempted to cancel it each week as it comes up. So a half hour, 25 minutes is a good amount of time. But what do you talk about? So here's a model agenda. I'm just going to run through the questions. How was your weekend? What's on your mind? What's your most important task for the week? How can I help? Okay, here's what I've got for you. And I know that last one isn't really a question. It's sort of a transition statement. So let's go through them one at a time. First question, how's your weekend? Now, the idea is this is just a rapport building question. Break the ice, build rapport. It's an opportunity to get to know your team member on a personal level. Now, I hold my O3 meetings every Monday, so it's natural for me to ask about, you know, how their weekend was. You wouldn't ask that question if you're holding your meeting on a Thursday, for example. Now, the best relationship building questions are open-ended, but related to family members or friends. So I might ask Adam, hey, Emily had a swim meet over the weekend, didn't she? How'd it go? Or maybe you guys have something in common. You both root for the same sports team or watch the same, you know, Netflix shows. Hey, did you see the Game of Thrones last night? You know, that type of thing. Remember, a big part of these one-on-ones is creating psychological safety, building trust capital, showing that you care not just about them as a cog in the machine, but as a person, as a whole person. All of these things will improve their performance. It'll increase their employee engagement. So question number two is, what's on your mind? Now remember, employees want to be able to give you ideas, to share problems, to ask you questions, and this is their chance. So the great thing about the question, what's on your mind, is that it's wide open. It can be personal or professional. If you ask, how's it going? They might just say, good, how's it going with you? Or the old crazy busy, they always want to make sure their boss knows they're crazy busy. And if you just say, so what's going on this week? They're going to immediately start telling you about projects. But if every week you're like, how's it going? What's on your mind? Like that, then it's an invitation for them to bring up a new idea, for them to talk about a problem they're having with a team member, for them to ask you a question about goals or alignment, or to let you know that they're having problems, you know, in their home life, whatever it is. It's at least giving them the opportunity, even if they don't take it. Now, question three, what's your most important task of the week? You could ask, what are you working on this week? That's a good question. But asking about the most important task, or MIT, is a very powerful productivity tool. We all have the busy work to do, the stuff that, you know, just has to get done to sort of keep our jobs and keep the place going. We all have fires to put out, emergencies. But by having them identify their MIT, their one thing for the week, you cut to the heart of it. Have they thought through their priorities? Does it align with what you think their most important task should be? And if you're managing with metrics, which is a good idea, you know, maybe you've got key performance indicators, KPIs, maybe you use OKRs, which are objectives and key results. You know, this is a good time to ask about that. What's your most important task of the week? How are your metrics? How are your KPIs? You know, you'll sneak those in as well at this time. And to me, one of the most powerful questions then comes next, which is, how can I help? This is the support question. Sometimes I usually say, hey, how can I help you this week? Other times I'll say, what do you need from me to be successful this week? So they'll come back and let you know, well, I'm going to need you to review this report on Wednesday afternoon, or I'm going to need your time. I'm going to need 30 minutes of your time by the end of the week, or something is stuck in legal. I need you to go get it out of legal, cut some red tape for me. You know, whatever it is, it's both making sure that they get support from you, they get access to you, and it helps you to plan your week as well so that you know, okay, here's these other things coming up for my team to be successful. Let me get them onto my calendar. And then again, question five isn't a question, it's a transition. Okay, here's what I've got for you. Now, it's important that this comes at the end of the meeting. You know, ideally, the weekly one-on-one is the employees meeting. They go first, you go last. They take up, you know, 15 to 20 minutes of the meeting, you take up 5 to 10 minutes of the meeting. But at the end, this is your chance to give them some positive or corrective feedback. This is your chance to get them aligned with some new information that's coming down, you know, from higher ups. This is a chance for you to bring up items that you took notes on in the previous week that they didn't talk about. It's amazing how many times my own team members, you know, that this happens. Every week I ask about a certain set number of projects that they're working on. And yet when it's their turn to fill me in on what's going on, they don't talk about them. And so then I just use my final 5 minutes and say, hey, you didn't mention this project and that project. What's going on with those? So that's it. That's the perfect one-on-one meeting agenda. You know, what you'll find is that you can loosen up the language, the questions over time. I've been doing weekly one-on-ones with my team member, Vanya, for about 7 years now. She's not shy. You know, whether I ask her, hey, what's on your mind or what's going on, she's going to let me know what's on her mind, you know, personally, professionally, whatever it is. She values the meeting. She knows what the questions are about. She knows what the goal, the purpose of the meeting is. I could actually ask no questions and we would have a fine meeting. But if you have a new hire, you know, you're rolling out these O3 meetings with your team members and they aren't, you know, familiar with the rhythm or you don't have that trust capital built up, then I'd encourage you to just stick to the script. How's your weekend? What's on your mind? What's your most important task for the week? How can I help? Okay, here's what I've got for you. That's it for today's show. Next Monday, we'll do one last episode on O3 meetings. I'm going to tackle common questions and objections that you might have. And even if you don't have them, your team members certainly might have them. And I'll give some model responses and some answers to those. Have a great week.